is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. We're kicking off hour number two of the show. It is the Tuesday night edition. Here till 10 o'clock Eastern, as always, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams. The broadband version of the show's there. Dial-up version as well, both of them, totally free. freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org.
This is the show about your calls. You bring up anything, political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind. Let's talk to Todd in Switzerland. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hi, Ian Manwich.
Hey, Todd.
Coming back to the topic I talked about a couple calls ago, the Oregon Death with Dignity Act, there's a recent Supreme Court decision which has upheld its legality for Oregon, at least.
That's right. A 6-3 vote. The High Court ruled that Attorney General John Ashcroft impermissibly interpreted federal law to bar distribution of controlled drugs to assist suicide. So it's an interesting ruling because it says that it's okay for states to have laws of their own about death and administering death via pills, but yet they can't have laws about medical marijuana.
Exactly. And that's a point I wanted to bring up. I wanted to back up a little bit because the problem he got into was really a technical problem. He issued an interpretive rule which said, I hereby determine that assisting suicide is not a legitimate medical purpose, and therefore it basically would be break the Oregon Death with Dignity Act would be breaking the rules of the Controlled Substance Act.
And who's John Ashcroft anyway? I mean, who's he to determine that sort of thing?
Exactly. Well, the thing is, he was out to get this law because before he was Attorney General in the 1990s, he was a senator from Missouri, and he was already trying to get the Clinton administration to block the Oregon law.
Mm-hmm.
And Attorney General Janet Reno said, no, states are the primary regulators of the medical profession. So, I mean, basically, the states' rights argument has been coming back over and over again. And when he got into power, he basically saw a way of getting around it by basically declaring that assisting suicide is not legitimate medical purpose. And that's the problem. It's the CSA, the Controlled Substances Act. The federal government has no business telling states what substances their doctors can prescribe.
No doubt about it.
And beyond that, I mean, it really is a problem that's 35 years old. You know, if I were to ask you, say, Manwich, do you think it's better to give a 5-year-old methamphetamines or to help an elderly person who's got a very, very painful disease to end their life with dignity, what would you choose?
I'll take the elderly person in ending their life with dignity.
Well, the federal government will give the 5-year-old methamphetamines because that's the treatment for certain attention deficit disorders.
Well, I don't know about methamphetamine, but
speedy stuff.
Not exactly the same thing.
No. There are various treatments for attention deficit disorder.
Sure.
One of them
and
is
they use
methamphetamine.
Right, but not methamphetamines. It's my understanding is something different than. I mean, it's chemically somewhat different.
Amphetamines are speed, dude. Whatever. I mean, yes, there are different chemical configurations.
No. Ritalin is a methphenidate, and a methamphetamine is also on the list of drugs that are given for this disorder.
Okay.
So, in other words, what I'm trying to say is, I mean, that's obviously. I think that children that have attention deficit disorder, if there is really going to be a treatment that will help them, then why not discuss it? That's good.
Well, I think that in regards to ADD, it's way overdiagnosed, and in the case of ADD, I think a lot of it's just kids that are bored with crappy government schools, and they're just acting out.
No, I agree with you. I've always been very skeptical of this treatment.
Right, because
that's what's legal right now.
Right, and it's usually the schools here in America that recommend to the parents. In fact, in some cases, we've heard that they threaten the parents that their kid won't be able to go to school if they don't dope them up. I mean, it's really sick.
And then psychologists, when they're talking with children at young age, they don't only just give them drugs for attention deficit disorders, but they also give them drugs to make them less shy.
Hmm.
Yeah, my nephew was prescribed a drug to make him less shy because they said if he takes this drug for 2 years, then eventually he'll have more friends later in life.
That seems a little strange.
It is very strange. And so, I mean, I'm using the,
You know what? We just think drugs can fix everything in this country, don't we, man? Which, I mean,
except for the illegal ones,
right.
In which case they're sent by Satan.
You know, I got to say that I was a shy kid. I took the Myers-Briggs test when I was young, I scored as an introvert. I now score as an extrovert. I didn't take any drugs to change my behavior. Just you grow up, you mature, and you get beyond the school stuff. Yes.
This is all social engineering, and I disagree with it strongly. And what I'm trying to point out is that when you have a legitimate purpose for taking a drug, such as to commit suicide and end a life that is painful at the end of your life, if that's what you choose to do with your body,
you should be free to do it. And I think, unfortunately, the international line just dumped off. But thanks for the call, Todd. Great points. Now, man, since we're on this issue, you said that there was some sort of, I guess, anti-freedom side to this particular court case, the Supreme Court case about the drugs, and it was a 6-3 decision.
Well, the one point that I wanted to make on it is that the new chief judge, what's his name?
I have no idea.
I can't remember offhand. Anyway, he voted against this. The new Roberts is
okay.
John Roberts voted against this. So we were told, the conservatives were told, don't worry, this guy's a small government kind of guy. He's George Bush's man. Don't worry. And sure enough, this jackhole goes and votes against what is clearly a states' rights issue.
In fact, it says here in the article from the Associated Press that the court's most conservative members, Antonin Scalia, Clarence Thomas, and John Roberts, were the three that voted against this.
You know, this is not what I would call conservative. This is just some authoritarian people that don't want to see this happen. I mean, all they're doing is what Bush would want them to do.
The Oregon law called the Death with Dignity Act, just to give you some detail here, was twice approved by the state's voters. Twice! By the state's voters, the only state law in the nation allowing physician-assisted suicide. It had been used by more than 200 people since it took effect in 1997. So, if this law wasn't on the books, or if there had been some sort of an injunction proposed against it by the feds, those 200 people would still be suffering today, unless they took a gun to their own head or something like that. So this law helped 200 people who were terminally ill end their suffering.
Well, the thing is there's all kinds of ways for the people that are suffering terminally to end their own life. I mean, there's instructions on the internet on how to do it.
Right.
The thing is this just means that they can do it a little more peacefully with their doctor.
They can do it when they're ready with their doctor. It makes them probably feel a lot safer,
sure.
A lot more, you know, less of a chance of screwing something up and getting brain damaged and still living or something like that.
Yeah, and then somebody has to murder you in order to put you out of your misery, and no one wants that.
Here's how it works, by the way. Under Oregon law, terminally ill patients must get a certification from two doctors stating they're of sound mind and have less than 6 months to live. A prescription for lethal drugs is then written by the doctor, and the patients administer the drugs themselves. What's wrong with that? No, I'm serious. If you think that there's something wrong with that, I want to hear from you. I'll put you right to the front of all the calls that we have here, 800-259-5791. If you think there's something wrong with an individual who has some sort of terminal illness, whether or not it's painful or just maybe it's just debilitating, maybe they can't get around like they used to, they don't have the same quality of life that they would like to have, for whatever their reasons, they want to end their own lives. And if you don't own your life, if you can't decide at which point you'd like to extinguish yourself, who really owns you?
You know, that's the thing, is you seem to be owned by this big government that's out there. Even if everybody has your best intentions in mind, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that don't want to see physician-assisted suicide that have the best intentions. They think God wants it or whatever reason. But, you know, God gave us freedom of choice.
Right.
Why don't you give other people freedom of choice?
That's the problem.
That's what God
here wanted
us to have, was freedom of choice.
That's what we need to do, is we need to give everybody else the same level of freedom that we want for ourselves.
If you're God-given right.
If you don't want freedom for yourself, then you're going to have a bit of a conflict. More on the way. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America today. In 25% of the cases, the first sign is sudden death. Cartavite has been helping people live as long as God intended us. Made from seven herbs, Cartavite is the purest form of oral chelation available today. Here's what one person has to say.
I was feeling chest pain from time to time, shortness of breath. I don't have the tightness on my chest, and I don't have that shortness of breath no more. I tried all kinds of junk. It didn't do. The only thing that worked was your Cardiovite.
If you believe Cardiovite was made for you, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement, so call today, 1-877-928-8822.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $500 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll free. You take control of the show, 800-259-5791, Tuesday night edition. Ian here with you.
And, man,
you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Just go and get on our updates list, updates.freetalklive.com. It's totally free. And whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know it first. If you're on the updates list, because, well, it's easy. You sign up, you go to updates.freetalklive.com, and then we send you an email whenever there's something we need to tell you about. Updates.freetalklive.com. Back to the phones we go. It is your show. You take control. Rich in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuich. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Rich. What's up?
Well, first I want to address your issue there with the assisted suicide law.
Okay.
My opinion, Politicians are not doctors. Get the government out of the doctor business.
No doubt about it. Well, even if the politician... Now, some politicians are doctors, but even so, they should get out of the biz. They could get. They should not be telling other doctors what to do.
They should know better.
Absolutely.
The doctors who are the experts at what drugs have what side effects, or they should be the experts on it. And if they're not, there's something wrong with them.
Right.
That's a whole other issue. Second, moving back one segment beyond that, you talked to, I think it was Tobias over in Switzerland, who was talking about the Bible. Or
Tobias in California.
Bible,
okay.
California, okay.
Yeah.
Now, when people quote the Bible in English, what are they actually quoting?
A translation from Latin.
99.9% of the time, they're quoting from the King James Version, which you're right, is a translation from the Latin.
And by
the way,
the faultiest translation yet.
The
King James Version is the faultiest translation of the ones we have. I mean, the New International Version, much truer to form. Nobody seems to like it. It's not as pretty for them.
Well, why do you think that is? First off, the King James Version of the Bible is a translation of a translation of a translation.
Really?
Or just a translation of a translation, in some cases.
Some of the original was from the Greek, some of the original was from the Aramaic, some of the original was from the Hebrew.
Sure.
Now, I don't know if either of you guys have ever worked in translation. I happen to speak both English and German fluently.
Okay.
When you translate something, there are some concepts that you can express in one word in German that require 4 pages of explanation in English because there isn't a word for it in English.
You're exaggerating a little bit, but yes, I definitely understand what you're saying. Things get lost in translation.
Things get lost in translation.
Right. There's a phrase in Spanish. I speak both, and it translates literally to throwing asparagus at the sky. And what it means is I might as well be talking to the wall. That's the term in English that it means, but it's my favorite of Spanish phrases, by the way.
You've got your idiosyncratic phrases. You've got false cognates. All kinds of things that go wrong in translation. Second, the King James Version of the Bible was translated by a committee of people who were paid by King James.
Right.
Now, do you think maybe their translation is going to be biased in favor of the opinions of King James if he's putting money in their pockets for it?
I think there's a good chance of that, yes.
Well, you would say that the New International Version pretty much has the same translation of what's going on with in the Caesar's coin situation. I mean, that's pretty much the same translation. It essentially says the same thing.
But nonetheless,
I think it's give to Caesar what is Caesar's.
Point is taken. And
anyway.
I don't think most Christians consider these sorts of things. They just think the Bible's the Bible, and there's some different versions of it out there, and it's the God's word, whatever.
Many people seem to assume that the Bible, the way we currently have it in English, was, you know, arrived by facts from heaven or something.
Yeah.
And the truth is, it didn't.
No, it was man. It was all man.
Now, what I actually wanted to call about was the discussion on intellectual property.
Yes, sir.
Let me begin by asking you, what is the fundamental ethic of the free market? What makes the free market work?
Oh, I don't know what you're leading us towards here.
Desire for profit?
Partly.
I'm not sure.
But the fundamental ethic, and I happen to subscribe to the school of thought that Ayn Rand published on.
Okay, so enlightened self-interest.
Enlightened self-interest.
Okay, go ahead.
The fundamental ethic
I hate not getting answers right.
But the fundamental ethic of the free market, what makes the free market work, what makes capitalism work, is that I want to exchange the product of my best effort for the product of your best effort.
Okay.
Value for value. Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what makes business work? I get
Absolutely.
Value, you get value.
If you didn't think it was valuable, you wouldn't make the deal.
You wouldn't make the deal if you didn't think it was valuable.
Each person thinks that he's come out ahead.
Now, you consider how intellectual property, and it's a loaded phrase. I don't know if you've gotten to it yet, Ian, but I wrote you an email on this earlier.
Okay.
It's a loaded phrase because of the way the concept of intellectual property has been perverted. The way intellectual property is used these days is an incorrect concept of intellectual property.
What do you mean?
Take, for example, Disney. What's Disney's biggest moneymaker?
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse.
Okay.
Did Michael Eisner invent Mickey Mouse?
No.
No, but he made millions of dollars off of Mickey Mouse. I don't think he had any right to, because he didn't create Mickey Mouse.
Well, somebody transferred the rights to him, allegedly. I mean, Walt Disney died.
But that's because of the way the law works.
Right.
And Disney is one of the biggest lobbyists in Congress for things like the Sonny Bono Copyright Extension Act that puts ridiculously long amounts of time of the legal protection of copyright.
I think most Americans would agree that there are, you know, it's getting to be too long.
It's absolutely ludicrous.
But a lot of people would say that there should be a period of time that people's ideas are protected so that they can make money off of them, so that we can have people having ideas.
I don't necessarily believe in a legal protection, but an ethical, there is an ethical concept here.
Uh-huh.
And the point is, as you guys know, we've talked about this before, I'm a photographer.
Right, right.
I make an image and you see value in it, ethically, I think you're obligated to exchange something of value to me for that.
Sure.
And since I created it, I should have the inherent right, the inherent ability to choose with whom I do business.
Right.
Now,
so then what happens if I
take
your picture
and copies it?
Right.
If you take one of my pictures and put it on your screen, on your computer desktop as the background,
yeah,
it's just a bunch of ones and zeros. You haven't stopped me from using that image. You haven't physically stolen anything from me. But you've engaged in a one-sided transaction.
Yeah.
It's voluntary on your part, but it's not voluntary on my part. I didn't agree to it.
Nope, that's true. So what would you do about that?
Well, to me, the correct answer is education. People need to be aware that when they're doing that, they are violating the ethic of the free market.
What if they don't care?
Well, those are the same people who don't care if they use your car without your permission.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they get punished for that, don't they? Shouldn't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, there are recourses for that.
Right.
I think there should be the same recourses for people using intellectual property that they don't pay for.
So you would want to have some sort of punishment dealt out to me because I used your picture on my background on my computer.
Now, my approach would be, hey, you know, you're using my picture, please give me a little something in compensation for it. I mean, I'm not going to ask you to pay me some ridiculous amount because
right.
you did that. I'm just going to ask you to live up to the ethic of the free market, because it's what makes the free market work.
I can tell you that most people won't do
it. What I want to know is, can you think of some way that the free market could handle this compensation incentive rather than turning to mommy government and saying, will you sue him or, you know, punish him?
Well,
I don't see any reason why there can't be a privately run version of something like the Copyright Registration Office, where people say, these are my images. I'll pay you a fee to keep them on record, so I have proof that these are my images. And
with some sort of a with organization. We've got to go. Rich, more coming back.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lyons with today's Car Clinic Minute. Let's play a short game called Things That Don't Last Long Enough. Green Arctic summers and red hot loves may come to mind, but stay tuned and I'll tell you about a yellow quickie that's causing havoc on the road. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark. Green light, red light. Oh, what happened to yellow? Seems the yellow light is going the way of a golden opportunity. It just doesn't last long enough. In fact, yellow lights in many areas have been shortened up to 30%, resulting in drivers running more lights and an increase in accidents. So what difference can a measly second make? In Mesa, Arizona, Public Works added an extra second to their yellow lights. And the long-lasting prizes were a 73% reduction in red light running and a major drop in accidents. If you're thinking in the short term, beware. An increase in cameras at red lights may catch you scooting through yellow, which will cost you some green. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem, join us online at freetalklive.com where we have archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, never fear. We got them all online for you for free at freetalklive.com. Right there on the front page of the website. You don't have to go digging through the site to find a secret link to click on to get into the archives area. It's right there on the front page, on the left side. So easy. freetalklive.com, and they're all free. 9 months worth of the show. We give it all to you. All right.
You beat that.
We just got off the phone with Rich, and he obviously has a lot to say, and he's a pretty smart dude. He's a photographer, and he's concerned about protecting his images, of course. That's his livelihood. So
sure.
I totally understand that. What I want to try and figure out is a way that the marketplace could handle protecting somebody's work like that. Work that can be easily reproduced, redistributed by somebody else. Now, there's different levels of this redistribution, right? I mean, you've got the case on the low end, you've got the case of somebody that comes across his artwork, maybe buys it, scans it into his computer, puts it online, and then 1,000 or 1,000,000 people download it. Okay, that's kind of like the lowest level of somebody taking his artwork and doing something with it without permission.
Or perhaps somebody who, I think the lowest level is somebody who finds it on the internet, takes that electronic image and passes it on. Or just has it for themselves, enjoys it themselves.
I think in the free market, I think that the marketplace would probably decide that those people aren't worth going after.
I think it would.
What, are you going to spend money on some sort of enforcement action against these people? I mean, you're going to have your DRO, your dispute resolution organization, come into the picture here and punish these people. It's not going to be worth your while. I don't think that's something you even should be concerned about. What you might want to be concerned about, and what might be worth taking action on, would be, for instance, if Rich is this photographer, he's got this photo that he's taken, somebody comes across it, somehow manages to duplicate it, and then takes it over to a museum and puts it up on the wall and starts charging admission in order to go and see this thing. Now,
sure,
that seems to me like something where you might want to get, an organization involved to protect you. So I think that if we turned it over to the marketplace, I think the market would decide who's going to be gone after and who's not. Whereas today what we have is the government allowing the RIAA, for instance, to file thousands of lawsuits against people for downloading one song on the internet. And they're doing this to, flex their muscle to show that they're big and tough. They're the RIAA, and you don't mess with them or else they're going to sue your grandmother because she let you use her computer to download a song.
This is where the problem comes in, though, is we have got this this system in civil law of these penalties, these civil penalties. So what they do is, now who gets the civil penalty? In most cases, the government gets it.
Yeah,
the person is penalized, the fine, and it goes to the government. The government's got nothing to do with this crap, okay? The government shouldn't be getting any fines.
Right.
What the RIAA should be doing is going after whoever, takes their image or takes their intellectual property and misuses it. But the thing is, if it takes 50 lawyers to hunt down Jimmy,
yeah.
And who's a college student who's stole some who stole a Metallica song off the internet. Well, it seems to me the RIAA is wasting its money.
Yeah.
And that will the market will then decide that it's a waste of time.
Economically, so, it'll be corrected.
What the problem is that once again the government stuck its greedy hand into the pot and said, "Oh, we gotta have a penalty here, and the penalty's gonna come to us." So poor Jimmy ends up, you know, God knows what the penalty is.
$500,
$1,000, $1,500, some huge amount of money that goes, you know, to the government, and that's. That's there it is. It's the gasoline that runs the frickin' engine.
Mm-hmm.
It's you always got to follow the money in these circumstances, and that's where the corruption is.
Let's go to the phones. You take control of the show. Gene, the Christian anarchist. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello, sir.
Hi, guys. I don't believe Jesus was a libertarian. I believe he was a Christian anarchist.
Of course you do.
Yeah. And as far as the tax thing goes, I've mentioned on the show in the past, and I'll mention it briefly here again.
Wait, before you mention the tax thing, would Jesus vote? I mean, everybody always asks, what would Jesus do? Well, if faced with the choice of voting, would he vote?
I doubt if he would, really. Because he's God. Why would he vote for anything?
It doesn't
he doesn't believe in democracy. He believes in a kingdom.
I really got to kind of believe what he says here. I don't think Jesus would vote. It would seem ridiculous and small to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he knows that.
Why would he vote for evil? Right? I mean, everybody else who votes says, "Well, I'm going to vote for the lesser of two evils."
Right?
Well,
Jesus wouldn't do that. No,
that's true. He wouldn't. But as far as the tax thing goes, you know, Jesus could have very easily simply said, "Yeah, pay your taxes." He didn't say that. I mean,
no,
I don't see any translation that says he ever said, "Pay your taxes." And Christians always get this wrong. They say,
maybe the U.S. government will come out with a translation.
Yeah, they probably would like to. But he never said that. All he said was, render under Caesar the things that were Caesar's. Well, did he say that Caesar owns my money? I didn't hear him say that.
Nope, right.
I didn't hear him say that Caesar owns the sweat off my brow. You know, and by the
good
way, I wish there were more people like Walt out there. I'd like him, you know, him and his type to be my neighbors.
Walt's a good man. So, Gene, did you think that I, for a godless pagan, do you think I did a pretty good job of defending the Christians during that email?
I think you did, and of course I've listened to you enough to know that you're not a godless pagan. But at any rate, I also wanted to tell people how to save some money on taxes.
Oh, okay. Not pay them?
Well, you know, we all play this, you know, dance this dance with the devil, trying to figure out how not to give him our money.
Right.
There's a little known feature on the books in most states. I know it's on the state laws here, and that is regarding your vehicle licensing. That if you have a car that's over 25 years old, you can get an antique license plate that never expires and never has to be renewed.
Except in Florida.
Well. Maybe not Florida, I don't know.
But in a lot of states, you're right.
Most states, they do have that. If your car is over a certain age, and it's usually 25 years, you can get an antique plate, put it on there, and never again have to renew that driver's.
That's nice. So what, you save like $25, $30 a year or something?
Well, here it's about 27, I think.
Right.
But that's not per year, that's one time.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, but you would save that amount per year from then on.
It seems like it's $100 to register my car every year.
Well, no. I have a friend down here whose wife has a brand new I think it's a Ford what's that big thing that competes with Suburban?
Expedition. Okay.
Yeah, she's got one of those, and I heard license is $1,200 a year, so $100
what?
A month.
That's out of control. I've heard
that's
about
an impact
this.
Fee.
Yeah, I've heard that there are states like that where they actually charge you based on the, you know, size of the vehicle, based on the model, the make, and the year, and all that stuff. And that's not—it's not that way down here in Florida.
Here's the thing: you can get yourself a fairly decent 25-year-old car for probably—I mean, you shop around, you can find a decent running one for $1,000.
Okay.
You get yourself the antique plate. You put it on there. You never have to renew it again. Now, obviously, it's a 25-year-old car. So what you have to do is start putting money away every month, like $100 a month or $150
for repairs.
A month.
Because one way or another, you've got a car payment.
Yeah. I mean, I've got a car here. I just recently put an engine in it, and now the transmission went out, so now I have to buy a transmission. So
yeah, you pretty much have to know somebody like Gene or Walt in order so you can have your car taken care of if it's that old, because I know I can't do that stuff.
It's still cheaper than a car payment every time.
You can pay somebody to do it and still come out ahead.
Fair enough, Gene. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the tips. We appreciate hearing from you as always. 800-259-5791.
Plus, you can be a big pimpin' like me in the 76 Eldorado.
Coming up. Yeah, 6 miles to the gallon. Coming up, teens mandated by law to carry condoms. We'll tell you about it. Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful frontline of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Take control of the show. Even in these remaining moments, we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern. Still plenty of time for you to call in about anything. Political issue, personal problem, 800-259-5791. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Visit the Shrine of Female Listeners. We got three new ladies on the Shrine of, we got two varieties, actually, of Shrine pictures. There's the Amplifier Shriners, and then there's the regular Validated Shriners. To be on the Shrine, you have to validate, which means you have to show in your picture that you listen to Free Talk Live. That way we know who you are, and that we know you are who you claim to be. But then you will be either promoted to the Amplifier section, which is kind of the upper echelon of Shriners, or you won't, depending on whether or not you're an Amplifier. And what is an Amplifier? Well, we'll tell you about that in a little bit. 800-259-5791. So here's the news from Colombia. A man proposing a scheme says people over the age of 14 in the town of Tulula should carry condoms, just as they carry ID cards. or face a fine. Yes, that's right. Counselor William Peña told El Tiempo, the measure does not force anyone to have sex, but to protect themselves. But a local priest has compared the scheme to selling guns on the street. Last year, it's from the BBC, by the way, 14 people died in Tallulah due to sexually transmitted diseases. It shows an increase of 50% from 2003, according to figures published by The Daily.
I'm not sure it's like, handing guns to teenagers, but okay.
This is a country with a lot of sexual activity, and Tallulah is no exception. Actually, I think it's Tallulah. Tallulah. This goes on. I mean, they're considering this. It hasn't passed yet, but they're considering mandating that teenagers carry condoms with them.
Crazy is what that is.
Can you imagine how this would flesh itself out? I mean, as far as the enforcement provision is concerned, this is Colombia, first of all, so I don't think there's any Fourth Amendment right to, not being searched. I'm pretty sure that in Colombia, they can just do whatever it is they want to do.
Search you for your condoms.
Yeah, so I can just imagine that the cops would be shaking down kids.
Especially the younger girls.
Right.
Make sure that they got the condoms with them. You can't trust these guys in this kind of circumstance. Please.
Can you believe this? This is so crazy.
It's a fine idea and everything. He should hand condoms to his grandchildren and tell them not to. I mean, it's a great idea. You should hand them to your grandchildren and make sure that your grandchildren don't leave the house without them.
Plus,
leave everybody else's grandchildren alone, you old freak.
I know that there's some religious people that would take some real offense to this, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, my kid would never have sex. How dare you force him to have a condom? And there would probably, there are plenty of kids out there that don't want to have sex. And that, yes, lots of teenagers do want to have it.
And they're gonna.
And having a condom is a good idea, but
that doesn't mean they're gonna use it.
Right, let's just educate kids so they understand that it's probably a good choice to be safe. Maybe you should consider getting yourself a condom. And if you want to access them, then you should have access to them. You shouldn't be restricted from that sort of thing. But mandating it? I mean, that's just as asinine as what, I think it was Kennesaw, Georgia did, mandating people carry guns. No. Mm. No. Look, we have
ideas behind here, but,
right.
Once you go to forcing people's, when you've got the bad idea again.
Yeah, exactly. Guns are a good thing. They keep us all safe. The fact that there are people that carry guns keeps those that don't carry guns safe, because there's a chance if you're a criminal and you're, stalking somebody and you're going to mug them, there's a chance in your mind that that person might have a weapon on them. So I understand what Kennesaw, Georgia was trying to do. They wanted to make it so that there was a definite chance, 100% chance that everybody was armed. Understandable, but not American. It's un-American to force somebody to do what you want them to.
Yeah,
they should be free to make their own choices.
That's why they say liberty and justice for all.
But they don't say that in Colombia. But they should be free to make their own choices, and they should be free to make bad choices. Because, I'm sorry, but it doesn't matter how many laws you pass, people will continue to screw up.
And
especially teenagers.
What you decide is a bad choice isn't necessarily what somebody else decides is a bad choice.
That's true.
Just because, some 16-year-olds are having babies, I consider that a bad choice.
I do, too.
I personally do. Some people would not look at it that way. There's different cultures. There's different, thought processes that are going on.
Some people would say, it's a miracle.
Yeah, it's the joy of life. What
this
are you doing here?
This is the greatest thing that's ever happened to you.
I'm crazy.
Yeah.
But, and
life is about choices. Life is about making a choice, learning from the experiences that you receive from that choice, whether they be good, whether they be bad. You take those lessons, you internalize them, and hopefully you'll learn not to do whatever it was that was bad. Whatever resulted in negative consequences for you, hopefully you'll get it through your thick skull that it was a bad choice. And next time, maybe you should do something a little differently. I know I've had my share of hard knocks in life, man, which I don't know about you, but
I've had more than my fair share.
School is one thing. That's, reading, writing, and screwing around.
Mm-hmm.
But real life, that's the real educator, from what I found. Making choices in the real world and experiencing consequences, that's the best way to become a mature individual, to become an adult. And unfortunately, that means that some kids are going to get knocked up. And it means that some kids are going to have kids, and that's not good. But, hey.
Not according to me.
that's life, you know. It's freedom to choose, freedom to live life how you want to, so long as you don't harm somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they don't get that in Colombia. They don't get it in America. People don't get that anywhere, apparently. And that's what we're trying to bring back here on Free Talk Live. The idea that you should be free to live your life how you want. Just don't hurt other people. Can't it be simple? Why does this all have to be... Why does everything have to be political? Why do we have to have laws for everything? Why is the answer to a problem, let's make a law? It's ludicrous.
It is.
800-259-5791 on the way. I've got some... I promised these last night. We didn't get to them. Martin Luther King pro-freedom quotes from Martin Luther King.
That'd
so
cool.
We're
going to
do those coming up. Unless you take control of the show, this is your show, Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Take control of the airwaves. Even in these remaining moments, 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
He had his mouth full.
That was just not fair.
What the heck are you doing? All right. Martin Luther King. You can email the show, FTL@freetalklive.com. We don't guarantee to read your emails, but it does happen. This one came in from White Rabbit. It says, guys, I've hunted down some pro-liberty Martin Luther King quotes for your perusal. A lot he's said has made him look socialist, but some of his quotes show that he understood the fundamentals of liberty. I wonder what...
That's a good thing.
I wonder what he would have thought about people resisting the very laws that he pushed for. If you look at this, okay, here we go. The Negro's Martin Luther King. The Negro's great stumbling block in the drive toward freedom is not the white citizen's counselor or the Ku Klux Klan member, but the white moderate who's more devoted to order than to justice. Law and order exists for the purpose of establishing justice, and when they fail for this purpose, they become dangerously structured dams that block the flow of social progress.
They do that.
He who passively accepts evil is as much involved in it as he who helps to perpetrate it. He who accepts evil without protesting against it is really cooperating with it.
Mm. It's close, I wouldn't say.
I like that one.
Yeah, I think it's a little, it adds a little too much onus to people that are passive. But
there comes a time when a moral man can't obey a law which his conscience tells him is unjust.
That much is true.
Never forget that everything Hitler did in Germany was legal.
Mm.
That kind of ties into what old Georgie Bush has been saying about his wiretaps. That's all necessary. It's legal. We followed the law. Yep. Blah, blah, blah.
No, he didn't, by the way.
Right. Well, an individual who breaks a law that conscience tells him is unjust and who willingly accepts the penalty of imprisonment in order to arouse the conscience of the community over its injustice is in reality expressing the highest respect for the law. Everybody can be great because anybody can serve. You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to make your subject and verb agree to serve. You only need a heart full of grace, a soul generated by love. Three more. Freedom is never voluntarily given by the oppressor. It must be demanded by the oppressed.
Mm, it's really true.
No doubt about that. Man must evolve for all human conflict a method which rejects revenge, aggression, and retaliation. The foundation of such a method is love. Well, finally, when we let freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we'll be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, thank God Almighty, we are free at last. Boy, someday maybe we will have freedom in this country, man, which the only way that the Jews and the Catholics and the Protestants and the Gentiles and the whites and the blacks and the gays and the Hispanics and everybody else will be able to get along, the only way it'll ever happen, is if we get back to liberty, if we get back to the constitutional principles for this government, if we get the government out of people's lives and let them get along on their own. Because what we have right now is a situation where the government takes these interest groups and pits them against one another.
They really do.
That's what government does a great job at. I mean, government doesn't do very many things very well.
Except sustain itself.
Right, but making people hate one another, government's really good at.
Mm-hmm.
Making people feel like they've been victimized by one group, so they want to get back at them. Boy, the Jews just victimized us Christians. We got to get back at them. We need to pass a law that's going to hurt the Jews. And so everybody just takes turns passing this dangerous implement called government back and forth and hurting one another with it. Stop it! Stop the insanity! Put the gun of government down and interact on a voluntary basis. Free Talk Live's coming back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. We'll see you then.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you think you're in...